This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A package of legislation to reform policing in America will not get passed today in Congress, as President Biden and others had hoped. That legislation is not being styled as a way to defund the police, an idea that brings with it both power and controversy since the murder of George Floyd 1 year ago tonight. More than 20 bigger cities have reduced police budgets in some form and used the money to try to support communities in other ways. Defund the police is heard differently by different people. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been asking and listening.
As a police officer in Georgia, Calfani Ture says he spent a lot of time doing what he calls not really police work.
The barking dog next door or the loud noise complaint, many, many other cases.
Ture is not a cop anymore. He's an assistant professor of criminal justice and policing at Quinnipiac University. And he says for all the headlines Black Lives Matter and Defund the Police have gotten,
I would argue that if we're not in the same space that we were in May 2020, we are worse off.
He says the problem is that for most people and policymakers, the conversation stops at cutting police funding.
We've said defund, but we haven't emphasized the other component, which is to refund or to fund community programs.
After all, at the end of the day, defund the police measures are really about a reallocation of scarce municipal resources. But Stephen Rushin, a law professor at Loyola University Chicago, says there's a reason activists stuck with defund.
Yeah, that phrase, a reallocation of scarce municipal resources, is not going to fit on a piece of poster board or be a really persuasive political campaign topic, you know?
The language incites a reaction, though some Americans react negatively to the phrasing defund the police. He says different communities and people in them feel differently about the police, and the racial element of the debate can't be ignored. But Rayshon Ray, a sociology professor at the University of Maryland, says the fact that people are even talking about city budgets is a good thing.
People are now starting to realize the control they have as taxpayers and voters to dictate how their money is used. And for law enforcement, that really hasn't ever been done before.
He says for many years, it's been a given that every year local budgets would allocate more money for police, especially in places that are seeing population growth. Part of the success of the defund movement, he says, is that's not a given anymore. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.